Casey Costello is with us. Casey has roles in this government. She is the Minister for Customs and Seniors and Associate Minister for Health, Immigration and Police. We thank you for joining us on the program. Casey, welcome back. It's good to have another kōrero. Tēnā koe.
Morena, how are you, Dale?
Kia ora, good thanks, Casey. I hope the mahi's going okay for you. Back into the big house this week, I see, yeah. After recess. Well, you've announced more police being deployed to the streets in Auckland CBD. Yeah. Now, the government's establishing community beat teams, highly visible policing teams patrolling main streets and shopping malls and transport hubs. These are going to be rolled out in the main cities first and then our town's regional centres. And it follows the announcement of funding from this year's budget of just under $200 million to fund 500 new police, funding for recruitment, training and pay. Well, that's our setup. Tell us what, in fact, is happening from your end, Casey. What's happening with the rollout of more police?
Yeah, so there's probably a couple of things going. As one of the, we're pushing ahead with getting our additional 500 by the end of next year. But additionally, is this refocus of policing into core frontline visibility of policing, which we know it works, but also we know that communities feel safer if there's people around and there's and sort of it's reclaiming the city. But I think also the thing we forget about beat patrols is that they actually provide a really good community engagement. You know, they get to know the identities, the ones that are most at risk. Provide some early intervention stuff, and that's what the good old fashioned beat patrol was really about, was knowing who was out and about, knowing what they can do, where they need to be to provide those early interventions. So the first rollout will be Auckland CBD, and this is about providing a 24/7 coverage around the Auckland CBD and then rolling out through the other main centres and refocusing policing into that area.
I think people appreciate that, certainly the retailers. We look at an upsurge in retail crime and late-night mayhem in Auckland CBD as an example. But, Casey, you and I probably realise that a lot of the, sadly, a lot of the violence, domestic whānau violence, is happening in the burbs. So while we might deploy more police on the beat in shopping precincts, etc., how might we address the ongoing challenges in suburban Aotearoa?
And that's exactly the point, Val. This isn't and. This is why this increased number is necessary. So we're not sacrificing anything to do this. We're trying to increase the frontline numbers and go where the highest needs are. And so that this is, we know that we have to have these early interventions with family. But one of the things that's really starting to resonate is this multi-agency wraparound approach, that this isn't just about police attending and walking away. This is about identifying at-risk families and the other social agencies and how we can support and create those early interventions. So I think it's really important to kind of look at the end-to-end process of police, initially attending and identifying the risk and then getting the other services engaged and around the table to do more. And there's a range of different programs that are working on that, the family violence, sexual violence strategy work that's going on. There's the Resilience and Communities Against Organised Crime, which is another program of work that I'm working on, which is multi-agency response to, getting crime, the stranglehold that crime has in vulnerable communities out and replacing it with stronger community responses.
Tēnā koe, are we okay to talk about the new Young Serious Offender Declaration? This is applied to teenagers aged between, I think, 14 through 17, who have committed, is it two offences, punishable by 10 years of imprisonment. I mean, there's not a lot of teens, I would hope, who fall into that category, but some, sadly, commit some heinous crimes. Can you touch on this as a response, please, Casey?
Yeah, I really would. And I think that this is really important to kind of focus on. We are talking about a small number of youth offenders who the existing system doesn't give us enough powers to provide that level of intervention we need to really break the cycle. And what's really good about this program, and I think what everyone's worked on to get to this point, is about A, breaking the cycle, and where we fell over before was not having the wraparound to reintroduce our high-risk youth back into communities again. So they, you know, we break the cycle and then we kind of think, okay, our work's done, but we actually have to break the cycle and have that wraparound service to get that continuation of the work that's been started when you break the cycle. And that's why we know this isn't a huge number of people, but the existing powers don't give us enough ability to really break the cycle and give those options of intervention. And that's what this program is really about, is and also to ensure that they're A, not making more victims, but B, providing a level of prevention around recidivist offending. Like we're actually going to try and do something to stop the reoffending, and that's why this new category is being introduced.
Thank you, Casey. I've been asking everyone this week, only because we're on the cusp of Matariki, how you might acknowledge it in a whānau sense, Casey. It's sort of relatively new on us all, isn't it, Matariki? But yeah, what might you have planned for Friday?
Well, I'm very lucky this week. I've got my whānau down with my mum and one of my great aunties down with me this week in the house, and my sister's just returned. She lives in Denmark, so she flew in on Friday, so I've got whānau down here with me this week. And then I've got a really amazing community group I'm meeting with in Pokeno on Friday, who are doing a lot of work around intervention for recidivist offending as well. So they're so I've got some good stuff that's sort of about kind of giving back and recognising good work that people are doing. So I'm hoping that that's, and then get to spend the evening with my whānau before mum heads back up north again.
Didn't know. Where's your go-to beach there, Casey Costello?
Well, my special Maitirangawa is at Blaine Bay, which is sort of on the Whangarurau Harbour. Mm-hmm. That's where mum's at up there. So, yeah, that's my hideaway place. It's beautiful.
Cool. Might go and light a fire there, eh? Sounds pretty neat.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, Casey. Good catching up again.
No worries.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Dale.
Okay,
thank
then.
You.
See ya. Casey Costello is an MP, minister, as I mentioned, customs.